Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 335 of Power Rangers, Lost Galaxy, episode 42, Escape the Lost Galaxy.
We did it. We're at the end. We made it. It aired December 3rd, 1999, written by Judd Lynn, directed by Judd Lynn.
Okay, well, he also did that last time too, right?
Yeah.
And it was pretty bad.
It wasn't great.
So, Judd, you're on thin ice. We got our eye on you if you're new here. Judd, what we do is we make sure you do good, and we will report you to the cops if you don't.
You'll walk the plank with the rest of them.
Yeah, we also pause the recording, go watch an episode of Power Rangers, come back and talk about it, and you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And we're about to escape a lost galaxy, so that could be exciting. You should probably jump on now. If you jump on now, there's only four more episodes. It's going to be a real easy time for the rest of the series. We're going to do that now. Let's go escape this lost galaxy for once.
Go Galactic! Back and we just got the heck out of the Lost Galaxy. It feels like it's been so long, and really it's only been like five episodes.
Maybe six. I think this was the sixth or seventh.
The first one doesn't count because we're only in there for a second.
That's true. They only barely entered it. So yeah, like six. What a slog. But hey, guess what? This one, pretty good. Ups and downs, but had one real stupid thing that I loved.
It did have one really stupid thing that was great. I don't know about the episode as a whole, but that's what this episode is about.
Yeah, I think we might be a house divided on this one, because I kind of enjoyed a lot of it. So, we'll get there in a few moments, don't you worry. First, though, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website, so is heyjakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid, or iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, Podbay, Podbean, Podboys, Podbay, all of them, every last one. And you can leave us a rating and review if you want to. If you don't, you will walk the plank, though. And by the way, that's today, because we're leaving the Lost Galaxy. This is the last chance for you to walk the plank. Next time, it's going to be worse.
You're in the cocoon.
Yep, we're going to cocoon you up.
Although I don't know if that's good or bad.
Seems pretty gross.
You come out a yucky bug.
Yeah.
Do you want to
be a yucky bug, you nasty, nasty person?
That's how we get reviews here.
That's how we
bully people. Yep. We neg them until they review us.
Cyberbullying and negs.
You are so gross. Leave us a review.
Please and thanks. We really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can get some cool stuff in return, including the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. And remember earlier when I was like, April, we'll do it in April. I lied. It's going to be March. That's what our hiatus is going to be. So there's that.
I do want to say real quick, we had somebody post on our Facebook.
Someone did post on the Facebook, didn't they?
Yes, it is.
I went on Facebook for the first time in like 3 months today.
It is Ryan. He just liked the page, and then he promptly posted this lovely little nugget.
Okay.
Your bonus Patreon episodes of Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills are the greatest podcasts of all time.
Whoa.
I literally didn't believe it was real when I first heard about it. The 90s were a crazy time.
They were. It was a Wild West. Thank you very much. I really like doing them. They're not super focused,
no,
but that's the charm,
that's
I think.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get. They're a grab bag.
Speaking of Ryan, I believe that same Ryan is a new patron, so let's jump over to that. Let's jump over to thanking patrons.
I hope he is, because if not, that means these episodes have leaked. And
no, it's the same Ryan.
We have to send threatening letters to all your actual addresses, because we have them.
Actually, Ryan's our only new patron. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
So,
both for your patronage and your lovely post.
Yeah, thank you.
On our Facebook.
On our Facebook, which we neglect horribly.
We don't even talk about it anymore.
No. Here's the problem. I hate Facebook, so I don't ever go there.
Ditto.
So that's what's up with that? So, I mean, it is there and it exists. Maybe we should turn it into like a fan page and let other people run it. And if you want to do Facebook stuff there, you can do that. I don't know how that would work.
I think I can just make anyone an admin. So,
okay. Yeah.
If anyone's interested, throw us a email or tweet us if you want to run our Facebook.
Yeah. Because we don't, obviously. There are several years of proof that we don't want to run the Facebook. We did get a couple emails that I do want to talk about.
All right.
So first one up is from Anne. Anne says, hello, Internet strangers. I just wanted to send a quick thanks for making such a great podcast about Power Rangers. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for
our pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
I am a librarian by day, a.k.a. book jail employee. A library is book jail, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Oh, you made library sad.
That's okay. There's only about four or five of them
left. Oh, Josh. The library is a great resource. There's actually one like right down the road from us that I just have never gone to. I don't read a lot is the problem.
There is actually. There's one down the road and there's another one over on Burnett.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So look at that. She says, I spend a lot of time fixing small metadata errors while listening to podcasts. You're improving my work life with your approach to this wonderful hot mess of a franchise. Hope you have a great day. P.S. Before I got my break in the fast-paced world of librarianing, I worked for a few years at Target. Turns out that a history degree, a bit like Power Ranger, does not pay the bills. Anyway, get a lot of weird nostalgia anytime you mention Target / retail life. I commiserate, y'all. Well, glad some people do, because sometimes we talk about Target, and I'm like, this is just for us. This is just so we can get this out.
Yeah, we gotta get it out somewhere.
Yeah, we have a new rule, and that is we don't talk about work outside of work, but on the podcast, it's free time, and anything goes, so... Sometimes it slips out. Thank you very much, Anne. Anne is also a patron. We thanked her a couple episodes back. So thanks very much. Next up is one from Zach. These are just kind of along the same vein, but we got a minute. It's been a minute since we've read any emails like this, so I want to do them. Hey, Jake and Josh. Absolutely love the show. In fact, all of the podcasts that you guys are a part of, Cool Kids Table, is one of my all-time faves. Oh, thank you. And I just wanted to say thank you for putting out such great content on Power Rangers Discussion. I've been a Ranger fan since I was little. Over the years, and I've expanded to lots of tokusatsu series, my favorite being Kamen Rider. Kabuto and W are my favorites. Golden Knight Garu, Makai Senki, I don't know what that is, and Bima Satoria Garuda X. These sound crazy. What are y'all's? A lot of people putting y'all's making me say y'all, not in my shell voice. I don't like it. What are y'all's other favorite toku series? Josh? Josh, what's your favorite tokusatsu series?
I don't have one.
Power Rangers counts, I think.
I guess, yeah.
I've only watched half of... Well, I know, I've watched a couple of the Sentais.
Well, let's see. I've watched a couple episodes of Jurenja.
Yeah.
And I've watched about 13 episodes of Kaku Ranger.
I watched all of Kaku Ranger.
Kaku Ranger's nuts bananas.
It never stops. There's an episode, spoilers for way later in Kaku Ranger, there's an episode that is so cool, I'm mad we didn't get it, and that's when they're on a mountain looking for people who've gone missing. Turns out, the mountain is the monster that week, and it stands up, and they have to fight the mountain, and it rules, and we didn't get that, and I feel cheated.
It's crazy.
Mine is the first half of Kamen Rider Forze, because that's the half that I watched before I moved and lost track of everything I was doing.
And also just the abstract concept of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because every time I hear about it, I'm like, that is crazy.
I don't know how it exists, honestly. I also really like the first couple episodes. I'm pretty behind because I try to follow Super Sentai Brothers. I try to stay up with them, and then I got way behind. I was like, I'm just going to listen to the podcast. I'll catch up on the show eventually. So I'm a little behind on O-Ranger, but Juri was made for me. So there's that. She is exactly my type. So that's pretty cool of them. Thanks, O-Ranger. Preach. But yeah, thank you very much for the email. I don't know what these other things are. Golden Knight Garu and Bima Satoria Garuda X sound very Sentai.
Yeah.
Very tokusatsu. That's all we got for emails. Josh, do you want to jump into this episode?
I am ready to jump out of the Lost Galaxy.
Oh, yes, please. We start off at the pavilion where there's just chaos in the streets. There's swabbies grabbing people and throwing them around. There's Power Rangers fighting swabbies. Barbara Axe has a big bucket that'll come into play in a second. So remember how last couple episodes they've kind of leaned off the slaves talk?
Yeah.
They just bore right into it in this one. Barbarax is just grabbing people up in his bucket. He turns them into green ecto cooler jello.
He turns them into gack.
Turning it, well, they're kind of like a...
It's like booger gag.
Like a pale booger gag.
And it's like if they used that like translucent 90s plastic that was on everything.
Yes.
But made it gack.
Yeah, like it's like a dirty turquoise gack. But he turns people, like a group of people into that, and they get sucked up into this bucket, and he puts a lid on it, which I guess turns it into a barrel. I think the only difference between a barrel and a bucket is a lid.
It's made of wood. It's like a wooden barrel. I called it a keg at first.
I don't know if it's a pirate. Maybe it's a keg.
It's like a pirate keg.
I thought it was just a bucket, personally. But regardless, there's people in there. He's like, yes, more slaves. Hooray. It's like, okay, we're just doing this. All right, we better get a good resolution because we're leaving today.
Right. Right. And then Mike shows up as the Magna Defender. And he's like, hey, don't take the slaves. And he's like, I'm going to come back for more slaves. And then he chops a building down.
And it lands on Mike. Like, it hits Mike in the head. The building hits Mike in the head. So this episode's off to an even start, because that's pretty funny. But then also, a lot of slave business that I'm not a fan of. Then the Rangers go to attack him, but he like does that like ground split and splits the ground open.
The Rangers don't go to attack him. They're just fighting Swabbies, and he's like, I dropped a building on him. I'm going to also get them.
I'm going to drop you on a building.
So he uses the Pokemon move Fissure on them, and it's a one-hit KO. They're dead. The Power Rangers are dead, and now only Mike can escape the Lost Galaxy.
Well, I mean, at least someone gets to. Then we go to the theme song, and we come back. We are in, I think, the boys' apartment. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure we're in the boys' apartment because there's a football on a table. So, boys in the house.
Classic boy iconography.
Yeah.
What a football.
What a boy decoration. Football. Bam, 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 bam. Boys. I'm a little warm. So Maya says, first thing we hear when we get back from the theme song is Maya's like, we have to go free these people. Thank God for Maya. I'm glad someone has some concerns about this.
Yeah, and I think Kai is like, we need to find the planet and go get them. And it's like, if only you were already at the camp once.
Well, to be fair, the planet disappeared.
That's fine. My problem is that they left it in the first place.
That's true. But also, okay, so let's... Here's the thing. If we walk this backwards, we need to find the planet and so we can get the camp, okay? That'll come into play in a second. But also, they said they lost the planet, just completely disappeared from the radar. The next episode, they were on the planet. So did they lose it again? Maybe put a bell on the planet. Have you considered that?
Just a nice little collar with a little bell on it.
Just something to keep it around. Mike says, hey, I got a plan. I got the best plan. Here's what we're going to do. I'll get caught because they don't know that I'm a Power Ranger. And they're like, no, it's a bad plan. He's like, no, it's great because I'll get caught and then I can call you and you can come find me and then we'll get everybody out. And they're like, okay. Leo's like, I'm going with you. And Mike's like, no. Because if you get caught, you won't be able to use the lights of Orion.
Yeah, I really like that. He was like, no, if the five of you separate, then the lights of Orion are out of play.
Yeah, and we need that.
Can I spoil something?
Yes, please.
They don't use the lights of Orion this episode.
Not once. They don't need them. They don't even need them.
Good for Mike for thinking, like, no, the five of you need to be together. Yeah. That's part of our lore now.
Yeah.
So please don't separate because then you won't have your power-up modes.
Yeah. Bad on the episode for maybe not doing it. But there's not a lot of, like, Sentai footage in this episode, if any.
There's, like, a little bit of a Swabby at some point.
Yeah, and, like, a building fell. And that was Sentai footage. So then we cut back to the square. The next day, presumably, Barbarax has come back, and he literally, this is how this scene starts. He goes, time to get more slaves, and he just, like, opens his bucket and starts waving it around at people. The Power Rangers aren't here, because obviously the plan is for Mike to get captured.
Right.
And these people are collateral damage, I guess. Mike, like, slips in as everyone's getting turned into that dirty turquoise gack, and he gets caught, and then we cut to the planet Mutiny. I don't know if it ever gets a name.
It's just the planet.
It's the planet.
We lost the planet.
Capital T, capital P, the planet.
Who knows where the planet is?
There's also a character that features pretty prominently who does not get a name in this episode. So we'll have to think one up for her, or else she's just the girl in my notes, which got a little clunky. So Mutiny and Deviant are overseeing presumably all the slaves. We don't get a reverse shot, but they're just, like, on a hill, like, yes, good job, us. And then Barbarax pulls up in a rowboat and gets out. He's like, hey, got a new crop for you. And he opens up and all the people fall out. And they're like, yes, this is a good haul of people, of human beings. And they like shackle them, right? And they so the shackles go on the wrists, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right exactly where Mike's morpher is. Nobody notices. It's fine.
It's not there right now.
Well, no, it's only there when you need it. it's like the old Power Rangers, like season one morphers. They were never on the back of their belt, but they were when they needed to morph, you know?
Yeah.
So then we cut from there to the slave camp where everyone's all of a sudden dirty. Mike is chained to a girl.
Yeah.
Who will not get a name, but is very important in the episode. What should we call her?
First off, I have no ideas.
First off for me was Deb.
Deb.
Let's go with
Deb.
Or you could look it up. Maybe her name is on the wiki episode.
I'm going to check.
Just check.
I mean, they did not say one.
Not once.
So unless she's credited as somebody.
I don't know. There's no good name. Luck. So if not, she'll be Deb.
Deb. I like Deb.
So why is he chained to Deb, though? Because she's been there for... I thought she was part of the people that were just captured, but that's not it.
It's like an apprentice program.
Oh, that sucks.
Teach this one. How to dig good.
How to dig. So they're digging. They got like pickaxes and shovels and stuff, and they're digging for gems. And I swear to God, these gems were like things you would buy at a book fair.
They're awful.
They're terrible.
They come in a giant bucket for $3.
Yeah, and they're just like cheap plastic that are, quote, gems. But that's not how you get gems. Gems don't grow in sand. I don't know if you've ever seen a gem before, but typically speaking, it's deeper down than that. But I guess on Treasure Planet here, it's just like, whatever.
All right, here is her name. I don't know where they got it from. This is on the Ranger Wiki.
Okay, which is a dubious resource at best.
Her name is Haley.
Haley. That's a nice name.
It is.
It would be nice if they called her that once.
If they even established
Did the old man call her that at any point? Maybe he didn't.
I don't think he said anything except the water's mine.
Yeah. Yeah, he turned into an old prospector for a minute. So
there's a whole section on the page for this episode called Errors.
Oh boy.
There are 1, 2. That one has a sub error. 3, 4. The fourth one, because it's a bulleted list, right?
Yeah.
So there's the main bullet, a sub bullet, and then a sub sub bullet on that one.
Boy.
Five errors. In this episode, all like a paragraph long. Maybe we'll go over these if this runs short.
Maybe. I doubt it. I don't know if this is going to be a short one. So the old man isn't getting enough gems. He's not digging good enough. And then Mike sees that. He has to. He has to see and hear that. I think everyone does because they yell at him like real loud to make an example of him.
Yeah.
They're like, if you don't get more gems, we'll kill you.
Yeah, because it shows Mike looking over at them yelling at him and beating him up about having only a handful of gems instead of a bucket full.
Yeah.
And then Haley collapses next to him, and then he's like, drink this water from this lead cup.
Yeah, I have this cup of water, and you can drink it. And she's like, don't give me that. And he's like, shut up and drink it. You're going to die if you don't. And she drinks it, and she's like, don't help me or else he'll destroy us both. And so then we go to commercial, and we come back, and they're walking, and Mike dumps his bucket of gems into the old man's bucket. And then he gets stopped by Barbarax. He's like, hey, let me see your bucket. And Swabby grabs it and upends it. And there's nothing in there. They're like, nothing. I'll make an example of you. And he pushes him over. And that's it.
That he did. It does seem like that because he shoves him down and then postures to the crowd.
Yeah.
But then he does go to kill Mike.
Does he? Because I thought he was walking away.
No, because he's about to bring the axe down on him and Haley gets in the way. And that's when she's like, no, he's new. I'll teach him.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, all of you new slaves, you work for Mutiny now. And if you don't, you'll be dust. And it seems like maybe she's a Quisling at this point, but she's not. Quisling is at least a zombie term. I don't know if it's in a real... It's a real term, too. It's people... It's in World War Z, people who would pretend to be zombies
because
they, like, went crazy and, like, thought they were zombies, but they were still people. They were murdered by zombies because they didn't, like... They weren't zombies, so
they were warm.
They were still warm and stuff. So I thought that was, like, kind of a thing, you know, like, that kind of situation going on, but that's not it. She was just helping Mike out. And he's like, why'd you do that? She's like, because you helped my grandpa. This old man is Haley's grandpa. This is why maybe he said it. I don't think he did, because I think he only did have the one line.
The only time he could have said it that I think we would have missed it was
at the end, right?
Yeah.
But I don't remember. Then we cut to, this is so stupid. We cut, this is not the cool, stupid thing. There's one really cool, stupid thing that happens that I love. This is a regular stupid thing. We cut back to Kai and Leo. By the way, Damon and Carone have zero lines. They have some voiceover lines. I don't know if Damon actually has any voiceover lines.
I don't think he does.
Carone has a voiceover line. She's like, here, and that's it.
Or that Leo should be like, Leo.
Yeah, and like literally that's it. Maya has one line about, like, we got to free the slaves. And then other than that, they don't appear in the episode unmorphed. It's weird.
Yep.
We're back to that. We're back on that business again. So he's looking for the Kianta spell. It's Kianta, because they enunciated it very well three times this time. So that's the spell that DVI used. So they find it somehow. I guess Kai's got some book powers.
Yeah, they had the galaxy book in the boy's apartment on the bookshelf.
Sure. Well, they stole it. So they had it.
True,
yeah,
that's true. It's definitely the Kianta spell. He has a flashback to DVI reading it as Kianta. And then so Kai tries to read it and says Kiantu.
Well, that's wrong, Kai. You're a bad guardian. You're a bad book guardian. Also, at some point, Leo's like, if only Kendris was here, she'd figure it out in a second. Hey, buddy, she's dead. Like, she's not, like, she didn't go home.
Yeah, she didn't, like, get left on a planet somewhere.
Like, she's not missing. She's dead for real. Like,
well, I mean, she can catch people falling off a mountain.
Well, he doesn't know that, and I doubt Carone said anything.
Probably not. She's like,
this dies with me. I'm never telling anyone
that
this.
That was real stupid.
They're like, okay, well, let's just do the spell. So they say the spell. Kai just says the spell, and nothing happens. There's, like, this kind of a swell of music, and then nothing, and I kind of like that. And they're like, oh, what do we do? How do we reverse the spell? And Leo's like, we reverse the spell. And then there's, like, a whole long drawn out thing of them, like, writing it backwards.
This is what really gets me, is because Leo grabs a notebook and runs over to the couch. He's like, okay, tell me the spell. Look, Leo, buddy, you're a dummy.
You're not going to be able to sound it out.
You don't know how to spell these space words, no. Let alone backwards.
Yeah, so, but he does. They write them backwards.
Yep. Maybe he just, like, wrote phonetically what it sounded like, and you just have to read the phonetics backwards. That sounds harder now that I'm saying it out loud.
Like that would be probably harder. So, but they say the spell backwards, but they take turns. Like, they do one word, and then they pass off to the other, and they're both, like, moving the notepad in front of them. It's very college film project, like, levels of direction. Judd. So
he also
that.
Wrote the scene.
Well,
so this is doubly his fault.
Bad move, Judd. I know you're under a lot of pressure.
I have never.
You beefed it.
I have never come across in any fiction medium a spell that can be spoken by two people and work.
Or that you split it up into piecemeal and it's fine? I don't know.
Because I guess the noises just need to be made near each other.
Right, but there's, like, enough of a gap. It's a whole, I don't know. It's a weird thing. So they say it, like, the book, like, sparks, and then Kai grabs the book, and he says it backwards again, like, two times. And then, like, nothing happens for a second. But then the book turns into lightning and shoots out the window. And I was like, well, goodbye, book. You've been cool. And then the book turns into a portal, presumably back home, hopefully not to a more lost galaxy.
Keep in mind that Leo and Kai decided they were going to try this while Mike was imprisoned on a planet they can't find.
Yep. What's the plan, guys?
And they were like, well, if this works, forget Mike. He's lost forever. There's nothing we can do.
We lost him once. So then
I need to go back to brooding.
So then we see Commander's like, oh, a portal. Set a course. That's got to be the portal out of here. That's okay. That's a bold move, Commander. Maybe just a black hole and you'll all die.
Any port in a storm, right?
I guess. So then we cut back to the slave camp where Mike and Haley are walking towards the water line. Maybe it's a food, a gruel line.
No, it's the water line because the grandpa, this is when he takes the water.
Okay. But it seems like it's the end of the day and they're like, now you all leave and go to sleep and so you can come back in the morning.
They're all in line for the time clock.
Yeah. And so Mike dives off to the side with Haley, and they land, and she's like, what are you doing? And he, like, puts his hand over her mouth, and Grandpa sees that, and is like, I'll cover for you. He doesn't say this, but that's the move he makes.
Because the water swabby like turns around and starts heading over to where they're hidden.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Grandpa is like, I will distract him.
Yes. So he jumps on the water swabby and grabs a bucket of water. He's like, is it my water? It's only mine. Why? And then like he splashes it all over the place and he drops the bucket. And
the swabbies like knock it out of his hands and just drag him away. So now nobody gets any water.
So they take him off to be presumably murdered. They say he's going to the guest cell, which I, again, assume is a coffin.
It's just an Iron Maiden.
Yeah. We'll see in eventually, obviously, what happens there. So then, like, a little bit later, everyone's getting put back into their cages for the night, into their cells, you know, I guess where they, like, just pile up and group sleep.
Yeah, it's, like, shoulder room only.
Yeah, they're still, like, standing. Like, it's a bad time here. But I guess, like, that's the point.
Yeah.
You know? So Mike's like, all right, hold on 1 second. And he just calls Leo. He's like, hey, Leo, meet me here in 30 minutes. Hey, Mike, they don't know where you are, remember?
Well, they're just going to triangulate his signal in the Lost Galaxy.
That's got to be it. They're just going to track him.
Because Leo's answer is, you got it, dude.
And she's like, what is that? And he's like, I will explain later.
I'll tell you when you're older.
It's a whole thing. Don't worry about it. Mike fights some swabbies. Mike and Haley fight some swabbies. They do some cool team moves with a chain, like the shackle between them.
I like it a lot because Haley is not a fighter, and Mike is using her weight so he can use the chain against the swabbies. So she's like a counterweight.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a really good fight. I actually really enjoy all the Mike stuff from this episode.
Yeah.
Like, Mike did some good work. I did a lot of good stuff. So they knock them all down. They get the keys. They free everybody. And they're like, all right, everybody run. One guy trips over a wheelbarrow and just falls right on his face on the hard ground. Like, straight into the ground. And, like, there's no way you can hide that. Like, there was no padding.
That dude biffed it.
Yeah, I hope he got paid a little extra that day. So then the megaship lands on the planet. And everyone, all the slaves who are now freed, run into the megaship. So they start, like, piling in there. The Rangers are like, come on, get in. Everybody get in. We're going to go back to Terra Venture. We're going to get, like, a lot of new people that we didn't account for with food. But we'll figure it out. It's, you know, one thing at a time. So everybody gets on the ship except for Haley because she's like, where's my grandpa? And some guy's like, they took him to the special cell. He's in grandpa jail. And
there's a new place you go if you don't leave a review.
Oh, you go to grandpa jail.
Smells
like mothballs, and the only thing to watch is gun smoke. That's it. Honestly, I could deal with the gun smoke. It's a very watchable show, but the mothballs would kill me. That's just too much. So, and the only thing there is to eat is grits.
Oh, no.
Because that's my grandpa liked grits because he's from Arkansas. And he apparently made them the best. And they still tasted like buttered sand. Anyway, this is all to say that she runs back to go find her grandpa from grandpa jail. And Mike's like, I'll go. And she's like, no, I'm going to. And so they both run off. And I like that Mike doesn't like try to fight it. He's like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Let's do this. So we cut to a swabby, like, very pleased with themselves, sitting down on some kegs.
He, like, tickles grandpa.
Yeah, he does. He just hassles him.
He's like, woohoo. And then he just, like, cockily walks over.
Yeah.
Sits on the barrel and immediately gets pulled down and beat up by Mike.
Yeah.
As he's pulled down, Mike, like, punches him.
Yeah.
And his sword flips up in the air and lands point down, and there is a whoosh sound effect.
Oh, he dead from that.
Which is, like, a little gruesome.
A little bit, but I think I kind of like it. Because it's, like, it's done like a Marx Brothers bit. Like, it's real goofy and pratfall. It's like a Buster Keaton movie for a second. Then they get Gramps out. They start running back. But wouldn't you know it, Barbarax shows up. Which, by the way, in case you guys were wondering, yes, Barbarax is the hardest word for me to spell. I give up halfway through. Sometimes I just call him Barb because, like, honestly, Barbarax, it'll autocorrect to barbaric.
It's Bar-Bar-X.
Yeah, I don't like it. It just doesn't work for me. It's
two,
not
two bars and an X.
I don't like it.
That's the ingredients. You just bring them to a smithy, and then out comes a Barbarax.
And they give you a Barbarax. Well, thanks. I hate it. So they get. He's like, get to the ship. You guys just go to the ship. I'll take care of this. So he starts running, and then he does a running morph, which always rules.
Yeah.
But it rules especially when it's the Magna Defender at the end of that, because I super love this suit.
Yeah. And just, like, right in front of people.
Yeah, like, he's giving up the ghost, which I love it, because, like, who cares? Like, yeah. It's important now.
Nobody told you these rules.
Yeah, he don't know. They don't need to, he doesn't need to keep it a secret from these people, like, for like, these two, or anyone, really. But then, like, there's, like, this shot of Grandpa and Haley, and they're like, whoa. And I thought for 1 second, I really hoped, but they didn't. I thought Grandpa was going to be like, that's a Power Ranger. Like, because that would have been nice to be like, oh, he knows about them.
Yeah, or even if, like, Haley was, like, the Magna Defender.
But then again, if they're not from...
But they're lost.
If they're from the Lost Galaxy...
Well, see, I don't think they're from the Lost Galaxy. I think they ended up there and were captured.
Well, but I... That's probably true, and the only thing I would say against that is that Cap Mutiny, when they first showed up, was like, every 100 years or so this happens, but he was also lying about helping them, so that, I don't really trust Captain Mutiny. I will not fall for that like Commander did.
There's no way Haley's 100 years old.
No, absolutely not.
Grandpa, maybe. Not Haley.
Oh, sure. But yeah, I just wish there would have been some like acknowledgement of like, whoa, like a Magna Defender or a Power Ranger. Like, that would have been really neat. But they don't. They're still impressed, and they start running away to go back to the ship. And then Mike and Barbarax have a fight, and it's very good. This is only the first part of the fight. It's just like them, like, you know, duking it out. Haley and Gramps get back to the ship, and Leo gets them on. Doesn't ask about Mike.
Doesn't even think about Mike one time. He just shuts the door, and they take off.
And they take off. And then we cut back to Mike ruckusing Barbarax. Like, he slices him upwards, and he flies over and through, like, a table or another wheelbarrow or something. Yeah. And he's dead. We'll never see Barbarax again.
Is he? I think he's on the ship at the end.
Well,
I think so.
Is he? Okay.
Mutiny's talking to somebody, and it's not just a Swabby.
I thought he was talking to Deviant.
You're right. He was.
So Barbarax is dead.
Barbarax died so bad that he is a corpse and he did not explode.
Yeah.
He's just a dead corpse.
Mike cut out all the parts that could grow in one fell swoop and he just died. It was awesome. So we cut back, and this is Kendrick's one, or not Kendrick's, yikes. This is Carone's one line. She's like, everyone have a blanket. She's handing out blankets on the ship. Because I guess
good thing the Astro Vega ship came equipped with 1,000 blankets.
1,000 blankets. you never know. I want to, maybe the original purpose of the Astro Mega ship was like a rescue vehicle. Like, it would like go to places. There's like a lot of room that they never really use.
What I imagine a space traveling Power Ranger is supposed to
do. Yeah, and it was just Andros like looking for vengeance. So it didn't really work out that way. But like, it's just like equipped for a lot of people to show up. So she gets a blanket and she puts it on Grandpa, and then she's like, Mike, Mike, and goes around looking for Mike. She knows he didn't get back. Okay. But also, statistically speaking, one of these people has to be a Mike, right?
I don't know if any of them have spoken names.
No, well, they don't.
They have just been called Hey You for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
And so they have forgotten their own names.
It's like that episode of Buffy, the first the season premiere of season 3. It's a whole thing. It's a real good episode. Some people don't like it. I really like it. But I just would have liked one guy to be like, oh, what? No, not you, Mike. A different Mike. Sorry. You're going to be Michael
I'm glad you made it, though.
Yeah, congratulations. Like, you're Michael from now on. So then we cut back to the planet where Deviant and Cap Mutiny see the Rangers flying away. And Cap Mutiny, like, shakes his hook hand and turns it into a cannon hand, which is awesome.
He's been hiding hand modes this whole time.
How dare he? So then he points it at them. He's about to shoot them down, and he gets shot with a big, cool gun.
Yep.
That's right.
Mike just shotgun blasts him in the back and is like, hey, leave them alone.
Yeah, which is awesome, because Mike is not even worried about getting off the planet. Like, he's just like, no, I got to get everybody else off. Like, I did my job. So then Cap Mutiny turns around and is like, oh, they're gone, but you're not, and shoots at him. First one absolutely misses, but it blows up and knocks him forward into another one, I guess. That's the headcanon it's going to have to be. So then Mike gets thrown down a hill, and he lands and doesn't demorph. And I was like, oh, Magna Defender's too powerful. But then he demorphs.
So, this is, I think, the first time we've seen it. Because usually they fall down a hill, we go to commercial, we come back, and they're not morphed anymore.
But, like, confirmed.
Yep.
Power Rangers just can't take that much spinning momentum down a hill. It
whips the power right off.
Yeah. So he's, like, face down What I don't love about this is that Cap, well, I guess it kind of makes sense. Cap Muni and DVR just like assume he's dead and don't do anything. Like, he just rolled down a hill.
You stand at the top of the hill. You see him down there. You kick some rubble at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
Ah.
And then shoot him again and then leave.
Yeah.
Like, blast the human man Mike with your cannon arm.
Yeah, that would probably leave. Take care of it. Yeah. Instead, they just leave. And I get that they're like, we got to get the Power Rangers before they get out of here because they could probably see the portal somehow. They probably know about it. So I get that. But it was a rookie move because the Force Ghost of the Magna Defender shows up to give Mike a pep talk. And he's like, hey, Mike, you got to get up. You got one more big thing to do. Your time is not over, and your most important mission is right now. And so Mike stands up, and then we cut back to the commander, who sees that the portal is closing, like it's starting to collapse on itself. So, like, way to go, Kai. Good window you gave him there.
You dumb, stupid idiot.
You dumb boy. You should have just maybe read a little further ahead in the book to see how long the portal lasts. So then the girl comes up to Leo, who's like, Mike's gone. Like, they're on the bridge. She's like, Mike didn't make it. And Leo's like, oh, no. I didn't think of that.
What do you mean Mike's not here? You mean when he ran back? With you, he did not come back.
He didn't come back? And then
I mean, I know I saw you get on the ship by yourself.
Well, she had Grandpa. Maybe he got confused.
Or what? Sans Mike.
Yes, Mikeless.
But I guess I just didn't think of Mike.
Yeah. Hey, kind of a bad call there, Leo. Then my favorite thing happens. My favorite thing is my top five favorite moments in all of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy happens right now. They're like, Mike's gone. Oh, no, he's still on the planet. We have to get through this portal. Like, what do we do? And here comes Torozord.
Surfing on up.
Just, like, roller skating through space. And I was like, is he going to go into the portal and hold it open? And then guess what, everybody? He goes into the portal and he holds it open. And it starts collapsing on him. And he does, like, this, like, big push. And it blows Torozord up. Mike included, but the portal's open. Mike saved the day, and it ruled.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
And there, everyone's like, all right, we got to go through the portal. So they just, like, go for it, because they just saw Mike sacrifice himself. Leo, like, loses his mind for a second. So, like,
yeah, this is, he tries to jump through the windshield, yeah, I guess. And Corona's like, Leo.
Leo,
like, holds him back, and he's like, ah,
Mike, this is the last place I saw Mike.
He's dead again.
So
he dies so much.
He's so good at it. So they go through the portal. I think, did the Rangers go through first and then Terra Venture, or is it the other way around?
They docked on Terra Venture.
They docked on Terra. Okay. Because yep. Terra Venture goes through and it's, like, shaky and tense, but then they get through and there's, like, this, like, whoop, kind
also,
of effect.
We need to point this out because we do get an exterior shot of Terra Venture. This is one of the errors listed on the on the wiki page.
All of the engines are on. Yep. Cool. Maybe Damon fixed him yesterday. Maybe that's where he is right now because we haven't seen him.
We have not seen him. He's not in the cockpit.
He might be because we did see him on the ship handing out blankets. I don't know if he said anything.
Did
though.
We?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Green Power Ranger was there, I promise. Because he shows up amongst a sea of gray people. He's just wearing all green. So, but yeah, then everyone's like, celebrating, and this is my favorite part because we go back to, like, where Grandpa is, because Haley's like, Grandpa, I gotta go find Mike, like, you just stay here. And we go back to Grandpa, and, like, all of these the people are now celebrating, and Grandpa stands up and there's definitely two dudes kissing behind him.
Nice.
Like, I don't know if anyone on set that day saw, but and to be fair, one of them might be a lady. I couldn't, it, like, from behind, it looked like another dude, but, like, they are so excited they kiss. It's great. Yeah. This is the second kiss in Power Rangers history. So good job, Lost Galaxy. Yeah, you got one over on
him. Kissing is icky.
Yeah. Oh God. Wait till we get the Time Force. I'm gonna have some thoughts about kissing then. so Then Captain Mutiny gets through. Remember how I said that Mike skating in and saving the day was one of my top five? This is maybe my number one thing.
This is the best moment of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy in a country mile.
This is so right. He shows up. He pops through after them. He's like, oh, yeah, whole new galaxy that we're going to get to rule. I'm Captain Mutiny. I'm the baddest dude ever. Cut to big exterior shot of the giant blade ship behind him. And then we go inside to Scorpion or to Trakeen. Who's like, hey boy, guess what? You fucked up.
Yeah. This place is actually mine.
I run this shit.
And with the tail of the blade
it's
ship.
It's so good.
She rips the tower off his fortress and his ship blows up.
It's the best. It's so good.
And she just flies away.
And she just leaves. She's like, and I think she said, like, oh, a pirate. Let me take care of this real quick. Like she said something about him, and I might go back to watch it again because I was screaming when it happened, so I didn't hear. But it was so good that just like Drakina's like, oh, you are not the baddest. I'm the baddest. And then kills Cap Mutiny and Deviant in one fell swoop. And yeah. Barbarax was not there that we could tell.
Right.
So my girlfriend's back and there's gonna be trouble. Hey nah.
I hope Deviant's dead for real this time.
God.
If he's not, Villamax better kill him in the finale.
We got three more episodes. So then we cut to, then goes to commercial, and we come back, and Leo is jet jamming through space, and Mike is just
jet jamming through space, just being like, Mike.
Mike.
First of all, there's no sound in there.
He can't hear you.
But yeah, Mike's unconscious body, it should be his dead frozen body.
BT Dubs, no suit, no. In case you were wondering.
He's in a tank top and pants.
Yeah, it's just Mike. It's just regular Mike. And Leo like goes up and grabs him and like puts him over his lap, like across the jet jammer, and is like, we'll get you back to Terra Venture. And it kind of fades out and fades back in. And Mike's in a hospital bed. Not dead like you should be, but okay.
But he does have a head wrap.
Yes, he hurt his head in the explosion in space.
And he's got like a little bruise on his chin.
I hope we never go to space and like, let me finish this.
Okay, you finish that.
I hope we never casually go to space and this is what people think space is like. And then they all die in space.
I want Power Rangers to stay out of space because it just frustrates me when they do this.
They do it pretty bad. And to my knowledge,
I get wanting to go out there because kids friggin' love space.
Oh, dude.
Space rules.
I was so into space as a kid.
But don't do it if you can't.
Yeah. If you don't know what space do, don't do space. I don't think they go back. I don't think there's any more space in the show, in the series. There might be.
There maybe is about to be. If the Zodiac one is
maybe. Oh, speaking spacey. Of, did you see the Lupin Ranger versus Patra Ranger or whatever it's called? The episode is out, but there's like a YouTube video floating around of just their morph sequences. It's pretty rad. It's like two Power Ranger teams. One is thieves and one is cops. And they have to work together to fight a bad guy, but they hate each other.
That's pretty rad.
I'm pretty excited to watch this show. So Haley's there, and she's like, Mike, thank you so much for saving me and my grandpa and all of us. I'm sorry it lost you your powers. And Mike's like, I mean, that's why we have the powers in the first place. Like, what's the point if we're not going to use them, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then before she can say anything, Magnet Defender's Force Ghost shows back up. I was like, hey, Mike. Nice.
Fades away. And Mike, we end on Mike just like smiling and being like, yeah, good for Mike.
Yeah, Mike did it. Magnet Defender actually says like, you did honor by the legacy of the Magnet Defender.
Yeah,
so
you served the Magnet Defender well.
Yeah, which is good. But like, it boils down to, nice. He also takes away his morpher was absolutely destroyed. Only part of him that was scuffed was his morpher when he was floating through space with no suit on. And then when the Magnet Defender leaves, the morpher's gone.
He wasn't even a little blue. Like, come on.
No, I mean, maybe Lucas had a pretty tight grip on that back in the day. This was right before episode one came out. Maybe it was right after episode one.
No, I mean, Mike wasn't even like a little blue from floating
space.
Unprotected in space.
I thought you meant the Force Ghost wasn't a little blue.
No,
he was transparent enough. Yeah.
Because Kendrick's was completely blue.
That's true. So she used it all up. They used up their blue budget.
That's right.
But that's it. That's the end of the episode. So, Josh.
Yeah.
What's the best?
Trakeena Vaporizing mutiny.
But oh, so
just
good.
Not even giving him a chance.
Like, literally, it is my favorite thing that happened on this series so far. Because I have been missing her so much. And for her first thing back to be murdering this whole, like, this shitty bad guy is so good.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
Oh, Kai and Leo opening the portal, like, 5 hours too early?
Yeah. Also, without having heard from Mike yet, they don't have an escape plan yet from Mike. And they're like, yeah, just try it.
Also, just the lack of Damon and Maya and Carone.
Yeah, that's always a bummer.
But I can't worse that because that is just kind of like...
It's real early.
Par for the course around
like
here.
Like, they did that a lot like for the first half of the show, and I thought they kind of got past it, but I guess they had too much Mike. They couldn't. I don't know. I don't like it. You can always find something for someone to do.
Yeah.
And who's the MVP?
Mike.
It's got to be Mike.
Yeah.
Super Mike. I mean, in any other world, it would be Trakina, but like Mike did awesome this episode.
Yeah. Trakina had one pretty ballin' moment, but the whole episode rested on Mike's shoulders.
Yeah, for sure. So now all we have left to do for this episode is to rank it.
I think it was pretty good.
I think it was really good. I really enjoyed all the Mike stuff. I really enjoyed all of the late game, like Magna Defender showing up stuff and like Mike fighting. I really, really enjoyed Trakina destroying Captain Mutiny.
Yeah.
Almost casually. So I'm thinking this is pretty high.
This is top 10, I think, pretty easy. What is number 10?
Number 10 is Dream Battle.
Okay.
That kind of pretty high. I didn't know.
I was not expecting you to say Dream Battle.
Me either. But
what?
We did it.
It's better than that.
It's better than that. Right above that is Beware the Mutiny, which I think this is better than.
Yep.
Above that is Enter the Lost Galaxy, which I think this is better than.
For sure. I think this is better than everything in the Lost Galaxy.
Enter the Lost Galaxy is the highest in the Lost Galaxy stuff. That was also the one with the Guardian of the Book. So
okay,
he gets pretty high points for that.
Yeah.
Above that is Stolen Beauty. Now, here is where everything gets dicey. I think it's better than Stolen Beauty.
I think this is a better episode of Power Rangers than Stolen Beauty.
Yeah, because Stolen Beauty had a lot of cool stuff. It had, like, all the fun Tex Avery things. It had, like, Mike being like, no, I figured out it was you because you had the same face. and then switching out juices. But this was a Power Rangers episode, like, capital P, capital R. Above Stolen Beauty is The Power of Pink, which is Kendrick's last stand.
Right.
So
that's a really good episode.
It was a really good episode. I think this episode is better. I don't know. Maybe I'm remembering wrong.
I will agree with you because all I really remember is the end of Power of Pink.
I mean, I know all the stuff with the sword was really good. And with Psycho Pink was really good.
Right. That is all really cool stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. And we were the only thing, from what I remember, the only thing we were kind of down on was that like the other Rangers beat Psycho Pink while she was fighting the thing, but then it kind of had to happen that way.
Right.
So that she could sacrifice herself. So I think that was a really good episode. Now that I've talked myself around it, maybe.
What number is that?
That is number 6. Power of Pink is number 6.
Okay.
Above Power of Pink is To the 10th Power, which had just so many Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better than that.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's... Oh, man. It's tough. I don't want to put it below Power of Pink, but I don't want to put it above
right.
it either.
If only we could put it at the same level, but we got to decide. I'm going to say, I think overall this episode was stronger. I think...
I can agree with that. I'm so on the fence that I'm absolutely agree with that.
Okay, so I don't think it's better than To the 10th Power, even though To the 10th Power just like it was. That was also a very Power Rangers episode.
Yeah,
there was like all those double fights were just so good. So I don't think it goes above 10th Power to the 10th Power, but I think it is again inches
slightly
inches better
above Power of
the
Pink.
Power of Pink. So coming in at number 6 is Exit the Lost Galaxy, and that's that.
That's the end of it.
So this is the only episode this week because next week is a 3-parter. So we do that all on the same week. So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, woof, there will be episodes of the Morphin Grid. Thankfully, because this is only one part, we will be able to get ahead. And it won't be like any more work. It's just like that'll happen. You'll probably, if you're a patron, you'll probably get some of those episodes early, because I'm going to try to finish them earlier. So it should be several days before whenever we go up, except for maybe the finale. That should be the end. I know I've kind of been not putting them up early on Patreon for the last couple weeks because I finish them and then fall asleep and then send them to Josh in the morning. So that's why they haven't been up. But those ones definitely will be because I will be done early. And then after that, we are doing our hiatus, which if this is your first season with us, we have only one episode a week and they're all bonus episodes. They're not like we don't do an episode of Power Rangers. We have Amorphies where we give awards out to things that happened, which this year's going to be a wild ride,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a movie of some sort to close it out. So it'll be all of March.
Oh,
movie.
I have Latasha pitched another movie.
Oh, did she?
Us. Yeah.
Well, last season she pitched Devin's Ghost, which was bad, but I think very fun. So I'm excited to hear this.
This movie has two names.
Okay.
Wicked Game or Extreme Heist.
I like both of those.
It is. Oh, God. Who else is in it? It stars Johnny Yong Bosch.
Okay.
Jason Narvi.
All right.
Paul Schreier.
I'm in.
And another Power Ranger, and I can't remember.
Was it? It wasn't Dan Southworth, was it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Let me look it up.
Because there is, I think it was Dowd that sent it to us a while ago. There was a fight scene of those two fighting from something that they did, and it was rad as heck.
Oh, it's Ed Neal, who's Zed.
Zed.
Yep.
Cool.
So this, I think, is the front runner.
I think that
this
probably
is the front runner for me.
Is it another horror movie?
No, it's like an action movie.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Here's the IMDb description. A pair of small-time thieves bungle their biggest heist, get pulled into a scheme of deadly deceit, and ultimately stumble onto a second chance to redeem themselves.
That sounds rad.
I think the pair of thieves is Johnny Yong Bosch and Jason Narvi.
Okay.
Jason Narvi's character's name is Guile Lydon.
That's so dumb. I love it. Yeah, that's what we're doing then.
So of course he's a thief. His name is Guile.
His name is Guile Lydon. Come on. All right, well, that's what we're going to be doing for that. So yeah, all of March we are going to be on hiatus. We got those, Frank and Cast, and Benny is going to come on to do a Morphin Grid by the Numbers, but where we will have him here to explain it instead of us trying to figure it out like idiots. So that should be real fun. And then we'll be back in April.
Yeah.
That's it for this one. So we will see you on Monday for Journey's End Part 1. But until then, may the power protect you.
Go.
I need to do it again.
Why did you point and then not say anything?
I joked.